Utah senators passed a bill Friday to start saving money for big water projects in a move opposed on environmental and fiscal grounds. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Under the bill, sales tax revenue now earmarked for transportation projects would be split with a new water projects fund. That's more than $35 million a year at current levels. But it's just a fraction of the $33 billion big water districts want to update existing water systems and tap new water, including Utah's unused share of the Colorado River. Republican Senator Stuart Adams of Layton is sponsoring the bill.
We're saving for the money like a 401k, and knowing that someday we're going to have the obligation of building projects.
Supporters say the bill commits no money for big projects, but critics say it's not clear that some projects are even needed. Salt Lake City Democratic Senator Jim DeBacchus says it appears money's destined for a controversial project that could cost more than $4 billion.
From my vantage point, it looks like a Lake Powell pipeline. It smells like a Lake Powell pipeline, and it drinks like a Lake Powell pipeline.
Fiscal conservatives said instead of the fund, the free market should be allowed to work. Republican Senator Howard Stevenson represents Draper and leads the Utah Taxpayers Association. He said water rates are too low in proposed project areas. He also said,
we are taking the money from the people to create a revolving loan fund that the private sector funds very well.
Senate Bill 80 passed 19-10. The bill now heads to the Utah House of Representatives. Judy Fays, KUER News.